Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Fraud, waste, and abuse of federal health care programs serving seniors and taxpayers affect every American by draining critical resources from our health care system. Along with hampering our health care system, these illegal activities undermine the nation's economy. In 2014, the U.S. was projected to spend $3.1 trillion on health care, generating billions of claims from healthcare service and product providers every year. Medicare alone accounts for $635 billion in annual spending. In fiscal year 2013, the fraud, waste, and abuse prevention and enforcement efforts pursued by the U.S. government resulted in a record-breaking recovery of $4.3 billion in taxpayer dollars. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, and its Comprehensive Program Integrity Strategy implements innovative data technologies and draws on expertise from across the country to continue to make improvements in protecting the integrity of our healthcare programs and safeguarding taxpayer resources. What are the strategic priorities for CMS's Center for Program Integrity? How is the CPI moving beyond the pay-and-chase approach to combating fraud, waste, and abuse? What new ways is CMS engaging the private sector to combat fraud and waste and abuse? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Dr. Shantanu Agrawal, Deputy Administrator and Director for the Center for Program Integrity within CMS. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Tim Stitely. Well, Dr. Shantanu Agrawal, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
Tim, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Doctor, would you set us some context around the history and mission of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services?
Sure. So Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, is an agency inside the Department of Health and Human Services. This is the agency that's primarily responsible for running the Medicare and Medicaid programs. So just in a nutshell, Medicare is essentially healthcare for the elderly, and Medicaid is for the socioeconomically disadvantaged. Between those responsibilities, CMS accounts for about 40% of national healthcare expenditure, including both the public and private sectors. That makes it the largest payer, certainly in the United States, probably the world. And I'd say, you know, the biggest part of the current evolution of CMS really has to do with the Affordable Care Act and the many initiatives that piece of legislation put into place to move us from a volume-driven healthcare system to really one that prioritizes value.
So would you give us a sense of the portfolio of the Center for Program Integrity? What types of programs are in this portfolio? How is the center organized, and maybe the size of your budget?
Sure. So the Center for Program Integrity was created just before the passage of the Affordable Care Act.
Really? Okay.
But I think what was really important is that the ACA gave the center far more expanded authorities. And actually, I think a lot of the mission of the center really derives now directly from the ACA. Our mission focuses on the entire spectrum of waste, abuse, and fraud in Medicare and Medicaid. I think of it very simply as ultimately paying for the right services for our beneficiaries and ensuring the safety of these beneficiaries in both Medicare and Medicaid. So it does have a really extensive mission, and we can talk more about how the different sides of this spectrum are handled differently. But, you know, to answer your question, we are slotted for about 350 FTEs at the center. So it is fairly sizable. And I think what's really important is that we have a presence not only at headquarters, which is just south of Baltimore, but that we have offices throughout the country. So we have staff located in Philadelphia, Dallas, New York, Chicago, LA. That kind of national presence is important for a number of our activities and really allows us to have more on-the-ground intelligence of what's actually going on in Medicare and Medicaid. As far as our budget, we do have a variety of budgetary line items. And I'd say overall, we're in excess. If you look at program integrity throughout CMS, all PI functions account for over $1 billion of our expenditure.
Now that you've provided us a sense of the larger organization and the mission of your office, perhaps you could tell us more about your specific responsibilities and duties as the director of the Center for Program Integrity, as well as how do your efforts support the department's overall mission?
Sure, thanks. That's a great question. So, you know, I think what's really interesting is that there's quite a bit of discourse in society right now about value in healthcare and what is it that payers are paying for, either public or private, that either deliver value to patients or don't. And I think what's really important, I come at it, you know, obviously just given my background from a physician's lens or framework, but there's a lot of agreement that a significant portion of healthcare expenditure doesn't deliver the value to patients that we are all hoping and aiming for. So, you know, various experts will peg this at 30 to 40% of healthcare costs are considered wasteful. You know, they're comprised of things like unnecessary testing, duplication of services, lack of coordination, or lack of integration of care. So I think it's very important to place our work in that broader context of how people have been talking about waste in healthcare, you know, pegging it on things like misaligned incentives in the way that we pay for care. But also, you know, and unfortunately what we see is some of those misaligned incentives can actually lead to abusive practices. And, you know, I think we have to acknowledge that there are also criminal elements in healthcare systems that are really trying to rob these systems of dollars that should be going for good services and for patient care. So cost is obviously a problem. I think leakage in the system, whether it's public or private, occurs at lots of different levels, much of it on the side of waste, which is, you know, not really equatable to criminal activity or fraud, and then some of it obviously due to fraud as well. Our challenge is that we are trying to address this full spectrum of activities. So things that are wasteful on the one hand that need to be dealt with very differently because, you know, those providers and physicians are really trying to do the right thing. There may be some incentives for them to be wasteful on the edges, but there's also systemic factors that cause waste to occur. And then, unfortunately, as I mentioned, there are agents on the other side that are really just bad actors, and they're not trying to do the right thing. So we have different approaches and different levers for these populations. I think what's great is that CMS actually does have a variety of ways of addressing these concerns. We can do it through payment and coverage policy. We can do it through payment innovation, education and outreach, and then direct activities that control utilization, a lot of which are run out of my center.
And with that description, you kind of hint at some of your challenges that you're dealing with. So, but I'd like to ask if you could give us some of your top management challenges that you're facing and how have you sought to address those challenges?
Yeah. So, you know, I think what would help is, you know, putting it in the broad context. So it's one thing to say Medicare and Medicaid, but I think what often impresses me, even on a day-to-day level, is the size of the systems that we're talking about. So Medicare pays about 4.5 billion claims per day, so over a billion claims a year, and it spends about $1 billion to $1.5 billion per day. We work with over 1.5 million enrolled providers and suppliers and cover about 50 million patients or beneficiaries. It's a massive system. And as I mentioned, we have a lot of levers for going after overutilization, abusive practices, even fraudulent or potentially fraudulent practices. But the volume, the magnitude of the system is, I think, very important to keep in mind. I think what that necessitates from a management, certainly from my management perspective, is a lot of coordination across the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So again, CPI's mission is focused on program integrity in addressing all of those different causes of waste, but a lot of the tools that the agency has at its disposal are spread throughout the agency. So we have great tools under our direct control that we can certainly talk more about, but there are other tools like policy tools and different ways of approaching payment that can also be really great to drive down unnecessary or wasteful utilization. So challenge number one is always achieving that coordination across the agency. And what I've seen among CMS leadership is a real willingness to do that and build on that coordination. I think a second challenge, again, sort of linking back to the volume, is how to prioritize the various issues that we encounter, making sure that we are going after issues that represent real vulnerabilities that can lead to real savings of dollars for American taxpayers, savings which then can be utilized in other very legitimate healthcare services for our beneficiaries, and ultimately that we're also, I think quite importantly, going after issues that might be causing patient harm or safety concerns. So so getting our hands around what's happening in a system this large, but then also being able to prioritize it as an agency is very important. And finally, I think, you know, two kind of interrelated factors is once we do know what the vulnerabilities are we using the right tool for the job? In other words, you know, using one of the many tools at our disposal that will be highly effective, that will impact the vulnerability that we're looking to impact, but, and here's the balance, doing it in a way that doesn't overly burden the very legitimate physicians and providers that we have in our system that are seeing our patients, that are offering the necessary healthcare services. I think about that balance every day. It's a very difficult balance to achieve.
Shantanu, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself? You're a physician. I believe you were a consultant too as well. Would you give us a highlight of your career path and how you got to where you are now?
Sure. So, I am an emergency medicine physician. Shortly after I finished the kind of usual training in emergency medicine, I worked as a full-time clinician in the area. I've had a chance, I think, over the clinical parts of my career to work at a variety of institutions. So I worked at a small 200-bed community hospital in the area. I've also worked at a few major academic medical centers, which has been a very nice exposure, I think, to the variety of clinical environments that providers can work in today and the different resources that these clinical environments can have, which often really do impact utilization behavior. So after I was a full-time practicing clinician for a while, I did go into consulting, as you mentioned. My motivation there was really to try to get a broader view of our healthcare system. I also consulted for pharmaceutical companies and medical device companies, really got exposed to some of the more business sides of healthcare. And after the passage of the ACA and looking at the leadership that the agency had, I just became very interested in coming to work directly for the government.
And with that, this is a nice segue into getting a sense of your leadership style and management approach. So as a physician, as somebody who's worked serving and delivering consulting services to physicians at all, what is your management style and leadership approach? What makes a good leader?
I think I've got to be pragmatic about this, right? So I'm in a political position, which means I'm here inherently and by design for a limited time frame. And you know how I think about that is I get to set the agenda. I get to kind of set the direction that the center takes. But the career folks that are going to be here for years and really do the major portion of the work that really help to drive impact, they've got to buy in. They've got to believe that the direction is right. So I do a lot of sort of consensus-driven decision-making, right? Making sure the people that care and the people that are going to be impacted by the decision have an opportunity to be involved. So I think that's very important because that ensures that actions will continue long after my opportunity to be in this job kind of goes away.
What are the key priorities for CMS's Center for Program Integrity? We will ask its director, Dr. Shantanu Agrawal, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.